For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Oh, all right. We got ourselves a little fan morning show presidential debate to be monitored by Nicholas Harry. Moderated. There's the word.
By Nicholas. I'm sure you're excited for this.
Yeah, I know. I don't feel like I'm going to get a fair shake here. Callis going to moderate the thing. Real quick, what is happening?
You're nervous.
I'm going up on the debate stage. I'm going to be sweating like I'm Nixon.
You're nervous?
Black and white TV. I'm going to be just pouring sweat off of me. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Give Arthur Smith a grade after his first game as Steelers OC. We'll give you the results later on in the show. Callis, take it from here, man.
Okay. You each are going to get 1 minute.
Ooh.
To open your arguments with these questions, and then I'll give you guys 2 minutes of back and forth. Is that fair?
I mean, what is it, a 47-minute show? Is it a Starkey show?
Okay, 30 seconds back and forth.
There we go.
Okay, here we go.
Look at me pushing the moderator off.
Yeah, you're already, yeah, geez.
Doran,
shaking this thing.
Doran, you get to go first.
Thank you.
Assuming Russell Wilson is healthy, which quarterback should start for the Steelers on Sunday? Your time begins now.
Russell Wilson should start for the Steelers on Sunday. The reason being is because he is a veteran quarterback. He's played a lot of football, and he's going back to a place that didn't do him any justice. He wants to show and prove not only to Steelers fans, but to the NFL and to Denver Broncos fans that he still has a lot left in the tank, and that they made a terrible decision by letting him go. Even though they're still paying him money, Russell Wilson will absolutely win that game on Sunday, if he's the starting quarterback, no doubts about it.
Mr. Dickerson, thank you. Mr. Crowley, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank the moderator, and I would like to thank Odyssey Pittsburgh for holding this debate today. And I would like to say I respect the candidate sitting across from me very much.
Okay, your time's up. That's it. Thank you, Mr. Crowley. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Justin Fields should start the game on Sunday, even if Russell Wilson is healthy. Because you don't have to tell the world that Russell Wilson is healthy. You can say, that calf, still not feeling so good. I saw enough out of Justin Fields on Sunday to want to see more. Was he perfect? No. Did he miss passes early? Yes. Did he take some bad sacks? Too. Yeah. But I saw enough to want to see if he can be the Steelers quarterback of the future. And this is a unique opportunity to milk the Russell Wilson injury for more than it actually is. Get one last look at Justin Fields before you make the switch.
Okay, Doran, you may respond. You may go back and forth for 30 seconds.
So you're going to tell me that Justin Fields needs to be the starter if Russell Wilson is healthy in the place that gave up on Russell Wilson? You don't think that there's any burning desire for Russell Wilson to go out there and leave everything out there on the field to win that game for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
We, not me, Doran Dickerson. It's about the team. It's about the franchise. It's about the logo. And if Justin Fields can go out there and win and show you some things even that he didn't show last week, and maybe he's the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I need to value that more than a revenge game for Mr. Limited.
Okay, Mr. Crowley, thank you very much. Thank you to you both.
And thank you, moderator. Really appreciate it.
We'll move on to the next question. And we'll start with Mr. Crowley. Do you feel better, worse, or the same about the Steelers after their week 1 win over the Atlanta Falcons?
I feel better about the Steelers after week one. They're 1-0. It's easy to say that. They didn't score any touchdowns, so maybe it's not so easy in some people's minds to say. But the offense seems to have a direction. The offense seems to have a purpose. The offense seems tailor-made from a personnel standpoint to play the offense that the coordinator is going to call. I don't think any of those things have been true the last few years. Not to mention, a defense that was sixth in the league in points against last season has only gotten better with the additions of Patrick Queen, Deshaun Elliott, Dante Jackson, Nick Herbig takes a step forward, and TJ Watt looks like he hasn't taken a step back. And, not to mention, Cam Hayward is healthy, something they didn't have for most of last season. The Steelers are better this year than they were last year, and maybe by a fair margin.
Mr. Crowley, thank you. Mr. Doran, your time begins now.
I feel better about the offensive coordinator position, but that's about it. I knew that this defense was going to be good, and they are good, but they still have a big question. I know that they want to run the football, and they will, but they still have a big question. Who's going to be that other guy that's explosive in the receiving core? Van Jefferson had 1 yard. Calvin Austin had 1 yard and one catch. George Pickens, he showed up. But is that going to be enough as you walk through this season and run through this season and go through the gauntlet towards the end of the season? I don't think it'll be enough. They need to figure that out before the trade deadline. I am encouraged by the Pittsburgh Steelers, but it's exactly who I thought they would be going into the season. They actually have a legit offense coordinator, though.
Mr. Crowley, you may respond.
You went Denny Green there.
They were who they thought I would be. They would be. Yes.
Let him off the hook.
Let him off the hook.
R.I.P. Denny Green.
Yes.
The Van Jefferson point, a good one. They do not have answers for the time being. But perhaps Roman Wilson can be the answer for the Steelers.
So you're going to rely on a young rookie third-round receiver who's been hurt all camp, has barely caught passes, barely ran routes in live settings to be the revitalization of the Steelers?
No, but offense? I believe in the offensive coordinator like you do, and the defense is better, so they're better and seen.
Okay, thank you both. Thank you both. We'll move on to the third question of five, and we'll start with Mr. Dickerson. What's the reason why your team wins the backyard brawl? And your team is Pitt.
The reason why my team wins the backyard brawl is because they have faith in every single guy in that locker room. And now you've put a team that has faith, that showed that they could fight, that showed that they could come back, have the grit, the guts. You've backed them into a corner. Because now there's some turmoil going on outside of the program, and they will use that as fuel. Knowing how big this game is, it's set up to make the Pitt football program look great if you come out with a win. And I think when their backs are against the wall, as we saw on Saturday, they always win. And that's why they're going to win on this Saturday.
Okay, I feel like you, the Mr. moderator Dickerson? Here is tainted in your direction just a smidge.
Why?
Hey, you got the Pitt fight song going in the background. Also, I thought you were going to go make Pitt football great again. Did you consider that? It sounded like it almost came out.
Okay,
almost.
Hang on. Hey, hold on. Mr. Cousin Lover, you have a minute.
Unbelievable. Kirk Cousins Lover. West Virginia is going to win the backyard brawl. Everything that my cohort, my enemy here in this process said is true. I do believe Pitt believes in itself. I do think they showed incredible intestinal fortitude. I just don't think Cincinnati's any good. 3-9 last year. I think Scott Satterfield is a bum. St. Francis beat the team Pitt beat week one, and I thought there were some warts. West Virginia still has a lot of meat on the bone to play their best football. They come in with the more experienced quarterback, the more experienced offensive line, and a coach who won 9 games and was covered in mayonnaise last year. West Virginia still smarting from the loss, and MJ Devonshire from 2 years ago, an angry ball club comes into Acrisure Stadium, and Garrett Green, knocked out of last year's game, has something to prove. The Mountaineers come away victorious.
Can they keep up with the high-powered Pitt offense?
Yes.
What gives you the faith? Because they don't seem to have faith down there. If you listen to your coach, what he said yesterday, Pat Narduzzi's done a great job with finding this offensive coordinator. Night and day from last year. I don't even know the player's name. Doesn't matter. He said, we have to stop the bleeding. You have faith in that? They're worried.
There is no worry. There is only confidence. Secondary, yes, has some concerns, but this is an offense that scored upwards of 40 points a game last season and at the end of the year was humming.
Okay. Yep, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Cut off again.
Your 30 seconds. I let you both go on your own. We're going to move on. Thank you very much.
I don't know that we have time for the final topic.
Well, there's actually two more.
Well, then we definitely don't have time.
Well, you mess up the clock all the time.
What's the better of the two?
Yes, that's a good idea, but my counterpart there.
I will decide, and I'll give you the final question.
Your golf game is horrible.
Mr. Crowley, you may begin with this
question.
You have
a slice when you drive.
It is terrible.
Is Paul Skeens the best rookie in Pittsburgh sports history?
Oh, that is a great question, and it seems like an obvious yes, but I'm going to go no. Ben Roethlisberger, lest we forget, quarterbacked a team that was 6-10 in 2003 to a 13-0 record under his stead and took them, didn't play well, to the AFC Championship game. Paul Skeens, the best pitcher in baseball. Ben Roethlisberger was not the best quarterback in football that year, at least not statistically. But they don't ask how, they ask how many. And 13-0 as a rookie, winning 7 games by yourself more than the team won the year prior, it captured the heart and mind of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, thinking we could win one for the thumb. The best rookie season in Pittsburgh sports history, number 7, Big Ben Roethlisberger.
And I have to agree. I do agree with my counterpart here. Ben Roethlisberger, the best rookie season in Pittsburgh sports history, because they actually won. They won games. And that's what matters the most. He won them games. He helped them win games. So Ben Roethlisberger, number 7, yes, best rookie season ever.
I think you two have demonstrated poise and compromise this morning, and I thank you both. This has been a debate on 93.7 The Fan.
Thank you, Callis. That was good. Or it wasn't, but it was fun. Crosby also a pretty good rookie year, Lemieux as well, yep. And you don't want to undersell the job that Skeens has done, because it's just incredible.
Absolutely incredible.
He threw 100 miles an hour on his 96th pitch last night. Also, now that we're out of character, Eli Holstein's leg's going to be a big deal this weekend, and West Virginia's secondary has been atrocious. Atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have serious concerns there.
Yeah, I would.
Big time concerns.
Yep.
This little, what's his name? Desmond Reed? What a player.
Yep.
What a find.
Good luck.
I think I'd rather, if I could only have him or Cade Bell, I'd want him. But you got both.
Yep.
Pretty quick.
Good luck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of who they'd have match up against him.
Nobody.
Rodney Gallagher. Mm. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Up next, let's revisit that Twitter poll and Arthur Smith. Then at the bottom of the hour, Jason LaConfora, for his first of his football season hits, he'll be doing with us every Tuesday at 9:35.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fam Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And I would like to remind everybody to schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. Yes, Callis.
Yeah, I find it fun that every time we come back in with this song, you bump your head a little bit like you're to the beat. And it's just, if we had the lyrics attached, it would be me just roasting you.
Well, here's the thing about this song. It is very catchy. And it doesn't get out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the shower being like, boom, banana, boom, banana.
I really don't want to picture that.
Boom, banana.
Oh, my God.
Boom, banana, boom, boom. I wore different deodorant to that wedding on Saturday. I smelled like a foot when we were done with that thing. I smelled so bad.
The deodorant didn't work?
It didn't work. Yeah, that's the end of the sentence. It didn't work. Like, if I smell like a foot, you're not supposed to smell like a foot. You're supposed to smell like the deodorant.
Maybe you didn't shower.
I showered. Are you a cologne guy?
Yeah.
I'm not a cologne guy.
I have like 8 different colognes.
Really?
You know what?
I'm a man musk guy.
That's something West Virginia's known for, not showering. There we go.
You're really not supposed to shower every day.
Says who?
The Europeans.
No, you're actually not supposed to shower with like a whole lot of soaps and stuff. You can just, as long as you have clean water, it doesn't really matter how much you shower.
See, I tricked him. I shower multiple times a day. Now we have the admission that Callis ain't showering every day. How do you like that? Turnabout fair play.
I actually shower usually twice a day because I shower once.
You don't get the whole body in there the first time?
No, you don't. No, it's not the whole body. You can rinse off with not soap. You should use soap to clean at least once a day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you
I'm sorry. I'm not taking hygiene tips from you two.
Okay.
So enough. Bunch of stinky.
I really am not a cologne guy, though. It makes my nostrils feel weird. James Earl Jones died.
Why do you do stuff like this?
I went to my paper, man. I took a look to see what the next thing is that I wanted to go to. And it was that. We can get to Arthur Smith in the Twitter poll. We will. I wanted to mix in a little James Earl Jones. It does seem to happen every time, man.
All the time.
With the death. 96 he was?
93.
Oh, jeez.
What the?
Favorite role.
Oh, man. Favorite role. I think, honestly, Sandlot for me.
That's what I was going to say.
Because they were the whole movie really surrounds around, obviously, playing baseball. But once they get to the field and where they're playing, it's all around the dog. And
Hercules.
And I think that he makes the kids understand that the dog is misunderstood, that he isn't this, you know, mean dog. And he really makes a movie in the end. It's like, oh, they were scared of this thing the whole time. But once they saw James Earl Jones and figured out that he was a baseball star and knew Babe Ruth, it like changed the whole flow and the feeling of the movie because, you know, these kids were scared of this dog, and the dog really wasn't that mean and was misunderstood. And
they were the good guys.
Yeah. And they just like looked at James Earl Jones as a hero.
What a great movie that is.
Yeah.
Was. I would
watch. George? Remember he was like, George?
Yes. He had that one quote, used to crowd the plate so that the, I'm going to do it not in his voice. Used to crowd the plate so that the strike zone almost disappeared. Pitchers hate that. That's the way I played 100% all the time. And then one day, a high, fast one, and pow, the lights went out.
Baseball was life.
First movie I ever cried to was Lion King, R.I.P. Mufasa, which, you know, you're 5 years old, you're seeing it in, or eight or whatever it was, in the theater for the first time, and it's like, I'm going to go see a Disney movie. They're going to be talking lions, and you got Rafiki, and you got the little...
Hyenas.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not expecting a lion to get trampled to death.
Early, too, right?
Early!
In the movie.
And then he talks to his dad up in the sky. And it, I mean, it'll still... But we watched it recently for movie night. It got me even then. Because, the, I mean, as a kid, you think about that. And you think about it as a parent. It's just,
terrible.
Touching.
I think my close second would be Coming to America. You probably have never seen that movie.
Why would you think I've never seen that movie?
Have you seen the movie?
No.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you know who's in the movie?
James Earl Jones.
Other than him.
Yeah.
Who?
Eddie Murphy.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Can you name another person in the movie?
Three's too many. I did not know
three, James. Three what is too many?
Three actors that are in the film is too many. I was really stretched to get to two, so I sure as bleep couldn't get to three. I didn't know James Earl Jones was in that.
He's the dad.
Should I watch that this weekend?
Sure.
Okay.
You won't watch it.
Why not?
Because there's football on. You're not going to sit there and watch Coming to America with your family? There's no way.
How do you grade Arthur Smith after his first game as OC?
Who, me? Or are you talking to the listeners?
Well, the listeners, they have it. They voted. A big Twitter poll here. They gave him a B, which I think was actually kind from them. I thought it was going to be worse. Now, you got 42% of people say C or D, so maybe not. But 58% of people saying A or B?
I got A.
I got, what did I say, A minus or B plus because they didn't score a touchdown? Like, that does have to matter for me, but only 2-3 and outs. The biggest play they hit all day gets called back due to penalty. They don't have two starting offensive linemen that they consider internally to be their best two linemen. They're playing with a backup quarterback, so you want to be a little bit conservative there. I mean, all those things were going against him, and yet... You still only have the 2-3 and outs. You hold the ball for 36 minutes. I don't think that's the game plan that wins you more games than you won last year or gets you a playoff win. But that's the game plan that was necessary to get out of Atlanta with a win. And I think they executed it to a T. So I'd go B plus or A minus, which are really the same thing when you think about it.
Callis, you had your hand raised.
Yeah, nothing related to this, which shouldn't be shocking to anyone. Pony did text me and asked me if you remembered that you have to walk across the Clemente Bridge in a Speedo when the Pirates get eliminated officially from the playoffs, which is weeks away.
Why don't you tell him that I'm going to wear that and I'm not going to walk across the bridge? Instead, he can kiss my butt. How about that?
Ooh, okay.
How about that?
Sure.
All right, coming up next, Jason LaConfora returns for a weekly segment. At last we left Jason, he called us idiots, or at least me an idiot, for... questioning the job Mike Tomlin was doing last year. So this will be fun. I love Jason. He's good. I really want to get down to the nitty-gritty on this Deshaun Watson stuff. Like, with the newest accusation and the newest lawsuit, is there a chance the Browns can get out of the contract? We'll talk to Jason about that, among other things, when we come back. Fan Morning Show, we are very excited about this. Joining us weekly on Tuesdays at 9:35 throughout the football season is Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle, and Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Do you get that, Doran? Mayo game day be delicious?
Mm-hmm.
I love mayonnaise. Neil Brown had mayonnaise dumped on him last year at the end of the Mayo Bowl. They might do it again on Saturday after West Virginia beats Pitt. Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Mayo game day be delicious. Jason, sorry you had to hear that. Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, no. It's all good. I'm going to be hearing a lot of that. And, yeah, I'm a mayo guy myself. And Mike Locksley and the Maryland Terrapins were in that bowl a few years ago, and Coach Locks got dumped in Maya. So I'm very familiar with the tradition.
If you can't win the national championship, next best thing, get there absolutely covered.
Exactly.
In mayonnaise.
Get in the Mayo Bowl.
Though that's the wrong kind of mayonnaise, because we are Hellman's people around here. All right, Jason, let's start you with something real heavy now. So Deshaun Watson now hit with another suit. Is there a chance the Browns can... Not that you want to use this verbiage, but will they try to get out of the contract? And can this help them get out of the contract?
Well, talked to two GMs last night about a bunch of different stuff. Guys I kind of talk to early every week in the season, usually just kicking it. And both said, if it was us and we had this guy foisted on us by our owner and it's clear that he can or won't, or doesn't, maybe even isn't all that interested in being the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns or playing football anywhere close to the level and the way he played it at Houston, then we would certainly go up to the owner's office and say, hey, we need to pay a lot of attention here. We're not like CBA experts the way lawyers are CBA experts, but we think, boss, there might be a way here. Like if something comes of this, for us to extricate ourselves from a contract that, frankly, the way it's written, there's probably no other way short of legal problems for Deshaun Watson and Deshaun Watson falling afoul of the league office that we can get out of it because it is that ironclad. And you know, as to the football part of it, Joe Flacco played 5 regular season games there. Joe Flacco averaged 323 passing yards a game. Joe Flacco produced 13 passing touchdowns, and Joe Flacco produced 27 completions of 25 yards or more. Deshaun Watson's played 13 games there. They have 23 total offensive touchdowns to 17 turnovers. Watson in 13 games has 15 passing touchdowns. Flacco at 13-5, right? Flacco, 27 big plays in 5 games. He's got 26. He's got one fewer pass of 25 yards completed in 13 games than Flacco had in 5. Like, and they were dropping back 42 times a game with Flacco, and they're only doing it like 32 with Deshaun because they know he stinks. The team is already in crisis, and the coach can say what he's got to say about our offensive line stunk. Well, yeah, you were down a lot of key guys. We knew it was going to be a mass unit. That's when your $50 million quarterback finds a way to at least keep you in the game, understanding the assignment. No, it's ugly, man. Look, and it doesn't matter what I say. David Njoku knows what it's like to be in a real offense with a real quarterback, and he knows what it's like to play with Deshaun Watson. Amari Cooper, same thing. Elijah Moore, same thing. So I know the football people in that building have to be looking at this as maybe this is our Hail Mary to get out of this thing. Now, again, would that strategy absolutely work? There's much more we need to learn about this situation. We know the league takes their time investigating things, but they're not going to win football games with Deshaun Watson.
Jason, from what you saw on Thursday night, and we know that you're in Baltimore, do you think the Ravens are better this year than they were last year, even though that they ended up losing, I mean, by a toenail to Kansas City?
Yeah. Are they better than last year? I have a hard time saying that because they did some things last year that I just don't think they're going to do this year in the regular season. I mean, they did some things last year that nobody's ever done in the regular season, like we could start with leading the league, you know, having the triple crown on defense, leading the league in points allowed, takeaways, and sacks. Do I think they're going to do that this year? No, I don't. I don't think they're going to come particularly close, and I don't think anybody else is going to come particularly close for a while. Is Lamar going to win another MVP? Like, I doubt it. You know what I mean? Are they going to be the one seed in the AFC again? Well, they've already lost a huge tiebreaker to Kansas City. So I doubt that as well, because Kansas City, I believe, will be a better regular season team this year than last year. And again, I think the Ravens are a really good operation. The Ravens are a really good team. The Ravens right now have some offensive line issues, the likes of which they did not last year. I've been a skeptic on the whole Derrick Henry thing. Like, running the football wasn't a problem. Like, it just wasn't. The guys they let go, right? Like, go look at the Chargers box score. Go look at the Chargers coaching staff. Like, those guys are all out there from Baltimore, and they just ran it for 200 yards, and they're going to go to Carolina this week and probably run it for 300. And none of those guys were making a lot of money. So a 30-year-old, you know, $9 million back who really needs to be under center to get things done, and this team is in pistol and shotgun more than anybody else, like, I don't think it's going to be a huge difference maker. He'll draw attention. You'll have to defend them a little differently. I still think Lamar Jackson is going to be their leading rusher. But look, they're a good team. They're going to win their fair share of games. But when they play elite quarterbacks, and they play a few of them here early in the year, right? They got Prescott coming up. They got Josh Allen coming up. They've got Joe Burrow coming up. They just played Mahomes. You know, are they going to win as many of those games as they did last year? I don't think so.
Jason Luckenfora joining us. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Jason, you mentioned you talked to a couple of GMs, and I don't know what you talked to them about, but did you talk about whether or not Fields or Russ Wilson is the better option for the Steelers? Do you have a sense on what most people around the league thinks is the best option when both are healthy for the Steelers?
Yeah. I talked to one of them about it, and I talked to a lot of people about this throughout the summer and wrote about it in the Washington Post last week. And it's understandable why they made the ultimate decision they made about Russell Wilson, but it was clear to the league, at least, that that had more to do with what Russ has done in his past versus what Justin Fields has done in his past. You know, and Russ, 26 touchdowns to 8 interceptions last year. Russ protecting the football, even in a bad situation in Denver. And as it was pointed out to me, go look at what Russ does under pressure in the pocket. And what do you know? You know who had the top passer rating in the NFL last year when pressured in the pocket? Russell Wilson, 111.1. Whereas Justin Fields, right, it's been what happens to him when things break down, what happens to him when he's pressured in the pocket. Is it a default to a run that might not be a winning run? Is it a ball that's chucked downfield that shouldn't be, right? So that was all sort of hypothetical because, again, Russ didn't have the greatest summer, but he's Russell Wilson and he's won a Super Bowl. But you've now seen it in a game that matters with Justin Fields. Was it like, are people doing high fives over there about their offense? No, but it was functional. It works for them. This team has a tried and true identity and a DNA that gets them into the playoff race every year. Might not get them in the playoffs every year, but they're in the race till the end. And it's trying to play sound fundamental football on offense. It's winning time of possession. No one's run the ball more than the Pittsburgh Steelers since week 10 of last year. By a percentage basis, no one's run it more. And can we run it somewhat effectively? Can we get the volume that we need in the run game, even if it's not super sexy? They ran it 41 times. It wasn't super sexy. And will the quarterback not bleep it up? Justin Fields checked all those boxes. Plus, he pushed the ball downfield to Pickens several times and at least got him involved. Two sacks, right? You can live with that. No turnovers. You love that. So personally, my gut instinct is they ride this. Like I'd be a little surprised if they didn't. Had Russ been clearly the superior guy over the summer, the whole course of the summer, had Russ stayed healthy in the summer, maybe that's a different discussion. But this formula works for them, and I think you certainly could see Fields, if given the opportunity to play week after week after week, stacking some better performances and getting more comfortable and confident.
Jason, this was awesome, man. We appreciate you coming on, and we're going to be doing it throughout the football season. Have a great week, okay?
My pleasure. May the mayo be with you.
May the mayo be with you. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Jason Luckenfora, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast In the Huddle. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Mayo game day be delicious, Dorn.
It will be Saturday.
Ooh! Let's react to some of what Jason had to say. Coming up next, Social Media's Biggest Loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. 50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Mike Tomlin's news conference today at noon right here on the fan. Jason Luckenfora said his gut says that Justin Fields is going to be the guy. The only way I see that is if Russ is absolutely not healthy.
Yep.
Like, if I were the Steelers, I've said this a million times now these last 2 days, I would milk it. I'd say he's not healthy. I'd get one more look at Fields. I don't think they'll do that. I think they want him to be healthy. I think they want him to be the starter.
Yes.
We'll react to some more of what Jason had to say coming up tomorrow. Starkey is going to play some of it as well, he said. Social media's biggest loser is not you, Dorn. You are a big social media winner for that hockey jersey cigar video where you announced your candidacy for the Pitt Athletic Director job.
That is correct. That is correct. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm just a personality. I know sports, but I'm not an athletic director. So enough with all the people, the TV personalities that could be the next athletic director at Pitt. It ain't going to work. Get somebody that's legit in here, somebody that has experience, and somebody that can raise money. There you go.
And I think preferably a Pitt guy or girl, a Pitt person.
Yes.
Should be the person. Doug Whaley, Pat Bostic, both heard on the radio.
Marcus Bowman.
Marcus Bowman's a good one.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about him.
CFO of and basically assistant athletic director in Oklahoma.
See,
played basketball at Pitt.
That's the kind of thing you're looking for.
Yes.
And like, I know people think of Pat Bostic as the player, as the color commentary guy, but Pat is so invested in the program and the day-to-day operations of fundraising and things of that nature.
Been doing it for 13 years.
He's been doing it for, was it 13 or 9? I'll just get that out of the way. Like that's exactly right. He's not just the former football player. He's not just the broadcaster. He's been in the program, boots on the ground, as things have changed underneath his feet. I think Pat would do an awesome job in whatever role. And Doug Whaley's run an NFL franchise. So, like, if you're doing, like, just me speaking, like, Lewis Riddick hasn't done those things.
Right. He's never been a GM.
No.
He's never had the control or running an organization or business. So.
I guess I should want them to hire him.
You should.
All right. We got a Doug's going to join us tomorrow from 9 o'clock until 10. Loaded show, Ray Fittipaldo. We'll be at it at 5:40 tomorrow morning. Looking forward to it. Fun Tuesday show today.
That was great.
Really good one. Callis, awesome job by you. Fam weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500s, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 81.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.